现在是读经的时间，今天的经文是记载在希伯来书十一章十三到十六节，请听神的话语。这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。圣经读笔。今天很高兴有我们的杨日杰弟兄是为我们传讲信息的。咁杨弟兄咧系主恩堂资助嘅一间国际嘅工程机构，喺加拿大地区嘅一个执行董事。佢原本咧系一位建筑师，咁藉着呢个 EMI 呢个宣教机构咧，阿 Greg 将佢嘅喺建筑工程上嘅专业知识同埋宣教结合喺埋一齐，咁带领团队咧喺贫穷落后嘅国家建立医院啦、学校啦、教堂啦，同埋环境设备嘅，帮助当地人改善生活，藉此咧让佢哋认识耶稣，同埋生命咧得到重新得到希望。佢今日同我哋讲嘅讲题系基督徒的姿态。我哋当中咧就有粤语翻译，系我哋熟悉嘅 Jam 姊妹。咁而家有请两位。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
兄姊妹早晨。
Oh, thank you for the Reverend Tong and all the pastors and leaders for inviting me here this morning.
好多谢汤牧师同埋主恩堂嘅牧者邀请我今日嚟到大家当中。
It's been a number of times I've had a chance to share in the English congregation. I welcome this opportunity to share with you this morning.
我有好多機會咧喺英文堂嗰度講到，但係今次咧喺中文堂就比較少，所以我非常都好榮幸有咁嘅機會。
For the last two days, I've been down at Mission Fest.
咁之前嗰兩日咧，我就參加咗喺温哥華嘅呢個宣教節，即係 Mission Fest。
So I've had a chance to talk to a lot of people, so I hope my voice is not too good today.
咁嗰度咧，我同好多人要傾偈，所以今日把聲可能有少少即係沙啞，希望大家唔好介意。
I'm excited because this afternoon I will get a chance to get on an airplane and go to Haiti.
咁今日下晝咧，我就會去海地。
And we will be our team will be designing a medical clinic in Haiti.
咁喺海地咧，我哋會即係幫嗰度咧就設計一個即係醫療中心。
The clinic has been there for 60 years already.
咁嗰個醫務所喺嗰度咧已經有六十年嘅歷史啦。
And the buildings are old and they're small, and we need to design something that is for today.
咁因為咧嗰度六十幾年啦，所以就比較細同埋比較舊。咁而家咧我哋就將佢翻新嚇，變得更加嘅即係modern咁樣。
So I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters here who encourage us and support us in this ministry.
所以我實在好感謝即係我哋主恩堂嘅弟兄姊妹喺呢啲事工上邊咧，就鼓勵我哋同埋即係支持我哋。
It's amazing to me that it's been 15 years since I've started my journey as a missionary.
咁我作為宣教士咧已經有十五年啦。
But it's not just a period of time; it's a journey.
但我想講嘅唔係話呢個淨係一個十五年嘅時間，而係佢係一個旅程。
I'm not the same person that I was when I started 15 years ago.
咁我而家咧同我十五年前即系相比起嚟咧，我系变咗嘅。
So hopefully I'm growing and maturing and changing as I go.
所以我希望我一直咁样成长，一直咁样即系改变吓。
And like you, I don't know where my journey ends and what I will be like down the road either.
咁亦都好似大家咁样啦，即系究竟呢一个人生嘅旅程几时结束咧？其实我唔知嘅吓。
And as we read in the scripture this morning, our lives are made of journeys.
咁正如好似我哋啱啱读嘅经文咁样啦，其实我哋嘅人生咧系由好多唔同嘅旅程系组成嘅。
In fact, our journeys, our lives are made up of many separate little journeys, but together, all in one path.
咁我哋人生咧系有好多唔同，系有个好多唔同个别嘅旅程。咁呢啲个别嘅旅程咧就组成咗我哋嘅人生。
The fact that we're here this morning together, we are journeying with our church family.
咁好似我哋今日喺呢度一齐聚集啦，咁我哋就系同我哋嘅即系弟兄姊妹啦，我哋嘅大家庭啦，咁一齐咧行呢个人生嘅旅程。
If you're married like I am, then you have a journey with your spouse.
咁如果你係結婚嘅話咧，咁亦都好似我咁樣，我就會同我嘅配偶啦一齊行呢個人生之路。
And if you had children, we have three, then you journey as a parent with your children.
咁如果你有仔女嘅話咧，好似我咁樣，我有三個仔女啦，咁你都有即係做呢個父母嘅一個旅程。
It's interesting to read the scripture this morning because I think all of us here are immigrants and travelers and on a journey.
咁其實今日咧讀到呢段經文嗰時咧，我都覺得即係都有幾有趣啫，因為其實大部分我哋咧係一個都係係一個加拿大一個移民嚟噶。
Yeah, so whether you immigrated from another country or your parents did or maybe even your grandparents did, we are new to this land.
咁不論係你自己係移民啦，或者你嘅父母係移民啦，或者甚至你嘅祖父母係移民啦，對於我哋嚟講咧，其實我哋而家住緊呢個加拿大咧，都係一個對於我哋係一個新嘅家鄉嚟嘅。
Yeah, so you know how it feels to not really be fully at home where you came from.
所以可能你哋都有咁嘅感覺，就係你而家離開咗你哋嘅原居地啦。
But you don't quite know and feel that you're completely settled in a new place yet as well.
但係你嚟到呢度又唔係話好完全咁樣適應嚇嗰種咁嘅感覺。
And in the same way, God encourages us that we are on a journey, that Earth is not our final home.
咁類似咁樣啊，神亦都咁同我哋講咧，其實呢個世界唔係我哋最終嘅居所嚟嘅。
So when I found out a couple of months ago that your theme is the priesthood of the believers.
咁幾個月之前咧，我就了解到你哋今年我哋教會嘅主題咧，就係信徒皆祭司。
I went back and read the book of Hebrews again.
咁我就重新翻去睇即係希伯來書。
Because I find that Hebrews is a really good connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
因為我覺得咧，希伯來書咧係從舊約去到新約一個好嘅橋梁嚟嘅。
It lays out the journey of those who call people, call God. Their God and who God calls His people. Okay.
因為呢本書入邊咧就帶出咗嗰啲稱上帝為上帝嘅人，同埋上帝被上帝稱為佢子民嗰班人嘅一個天路歷程。
And how it is that we serve one another and we serve God?
我哋點樣彼此服侍啦，同埋我哋點樣服侍神
？I think there will be many things for your pastors to unpack, and it's a very exciting topic for you to do.
咁我相信咧，呢個係一個好豐富嘅一個題目嚇。咁有待我哋嘅牧者咧去同我哋講解嘅。
I think it's a very important part of becoming mature as a person and as a Christian to understand and have a plan for our journeys.
咁作為一個成熟嘅人咧，我覺得即係點樣去了解我哋呢啲唔同嘅人生旅程，同埋有一個咁嘅計劃咧，其實咧係好緊要嘅。
So what is the most important thing about you that governs what character your journey looks like?
咁對於你嚟講啊，係乜嘢重要嘅事情咧？係去到主導你呢一個嘅人生旅程咧
？For many people in our world, their journey is to acquire money and property.
咁對於好多人嚟講咧，可能佢哋嘅旅程咧，佢哋嘅目的咧，就係要積聚財富啦，同埋產業。
A lot of people are seeking positions and titles.
對於另外啲人嚟講咧，可能咧係透過佢哋嘅地位啦，或者頭銜啦，嚟到得到認可嘅。
For some people, they're most proud of the fact that they've raised a really good family.
咁對於其他人講咧，可能建立一個好健康嘅家庭咧，佢哋係會引以為傲嘅。
And perhaps in this younger generation, people are out there seeking experiences.
咁喺呢一個世代，啲年輕人咧，可能佢哋嘅目標咧就係要攞到好多嘅經歷。
And they want to share it on social media.
然後咧喺社交媒體嗰度咧就同大家分享。
None of these things are wrong or bad in themselves。
咁其實呢啲嘢嘅本身咧唔係話唔好或者係錯嘅。
But what is it that you want to ultimately define who you are and what your sense of value in life？
但係你最終咧，你係希望咧可以有一啲嘢咧係定義你人生嘅價值嘅。
So we are each made up of all these different journeys, but which one defines you？
咁啱啱我哋講過，啱啱我都講過啦，就係我哋有唔同呢啲，我哋由唔同嘅人生嘅呢啲旅程嚟到組成嘅。咁邊一個旅程係真係係可以反映到你係你嘅本人咧
？Today we see that God is offering us another additional journey to for us。
咁今日咧，我覺得咧，神嘅提供我哋咧係一個額外嘅一個人生嘅旅程。
Yeah, so God is wanting and inviting us to journey with Him and Him with us.
咁其實神咧有邀請我哋咧同佢一齊同行。
So that he becomes a part of all of our journeys as we go along, each one.
以致咧佢咧可以成為我哋生命嘅每一個部分，成為我哋嘅人生旅程上邊嘅一部分。
So that even in the darkest part of our lives, we will see light.
以致咧喺我哋生命最黑暗嘅地方咧，我哋可以見到亮光。
And the things in our lives that create the most anxiety and challenges, he wants to give us peace.
而喺我哋生命之中，让我哋产生焦虑嘅地方咧，佢想俾平安俾我哋。
It is where God sees our brokenness and offers hope and healing.
咁喺我哋有破碎嘅地方咧，神咧就俾我哋医治，同埋俾我哋系作为一个完全嘅人。
So that in all of our different journeys, we are going to be better for it with Him.
所以喺我哋好多我哋各样的人生旅程上面，如果我们能够与神同行，一切都会变得更加美好。
He also promises to help us see the things in our lives that are actually really valuable.
他都帮助我们看到在我们生命之中哪些是有价值的。
And he will help us to grow those good things.
而且他会帮助我们在这方面成长。
A journey with God also means that we will begin to see the things in our lives that are destructive as well.
咁其實與神同行咧，神都會幫我哋睇到咧，喺我哋生命入邊咧，邊啲嘢咧係有摧毀性嘅。
And He will help us to put these aside and to choose what is good.
然後佢會話俾我聽，我哋要將呢啲嘢擺低，然後咧去選擇啲好嘅嘢。
A number of years ago, I met a man in India.
咁幾年之前咧，我就喺印度咧就識得一個人。
When he was a boy, his family did not have money to put him through school.
咁佢細個嗰陣時咧，因為屋企唔係好有錢，所以咧就冇辦法咧就俾佢一啲好嘅教育。
He was also very small in stature, so he wasn't very good at sports with all his friends.
咁因為佢生得比較細粒，咁所以咧佢咧就喺運動方面咧都唔係好似佢啲朋友咁叻。
He tried his hand at many kinds of jobs, but he was never really that successful.
咁佢都試過好多唔同嘅工作，但係都唔係好成功。
And so all again and again, he became challenged, and he was did not know why he wanted to keep living.
咁因為咁嘅原因咧，所以就佢就變得係有啲沮喪，咁所以咧佢就唔知道點解佢要繼續生存落去。
Yeah, so one day he walked over to the train tracks. He wanted to commit suicide.
咁有日咧，佢就諗住咧就係跳火車嚇，就係諗住自殺嘅。
And as he stood on the train tracks and waited for the train to come, a voice came into his head.
咁但系当佢即系企喺火車軌上面，即系等緊架火車咧，就撞埋佢嗰陣時咧，佢就聽到一把聲音。
And God said to him, "Why are you wasting your life before your time is done?"
嗰把聲就咁同佢講，佢話：你喺你嘅時間未到之前，做咩喺度浪費緊生命呢
？So this man stepped off the tracks.
咁所以呢個人咧就醒覺啦，佢就即係離開咗嗰個路軌。
And he said, "God, what would you have me do?"
然後佢就問神：神啊，你究竟想我做咩咧
？This man grew up in the southern part of India.
咁呢個人咧就係喺印度嘅南邊嗰度長大嘅。
There's a tradition of the Christian Church in southern India。
喺印度嘅南邊咧，其實咧係有唔少即係基督徒嘅。
And God said, "Go to northern India."
咁神就同佢講，叫佢去印度嘅北邊。
Where there's people are very hostile to Christians。
咁嗰度咧就啲人咧對基督徒咧係有好多好大嘅敵意嘅。
And God said, "I will give you."Work to do among the people who do not know me.
但神同佢讲，佢话我喺嗰度咧有工作委派你做。
Today is almost about 30 years later.
咁今日咧就系30年之后啦，即系呢件事发生嘅30年之后。
And this man who is appropriately named Abraham.
咁呢一位我嘅朋友咧，佢系叫做亚伯拉罕。
Continues to serve in northern India.
佢仲喺印度嘅北边嗰度服侍主。
Many missionaries have died in that area.
嗰個地方咧有好多宣教士喺嗰度咧，就係失去佢哋嘅生命。
Abraham's life has been threatened many times.
而亞伯拉罕嘅生命咧，佢亦都係俾人威脅過好多次嘅。
At the point of a knife.
有人用刀啦嚟到威脅佢啦。
And the point of a gun.
有人用槍啦嚟到威脅佢啦。
Many times he thought his life was over.
好多時候佢就會覺得以為咧佢嘅生命已經要結束啦。
But he knows that God has redeemed and given him his life.
但系佢知道神咧系救赎咗佢嘅生命。
He had already given up his life way back long time ago。
喺好耐之前咧，佢已经即系放弃咗佢嘅生命嘅。
Every moment that he has is given to him by God。
但系之后咧，佢认识咗神之后咧，佢活嘅每一刻咧都系神俾佢嘅。
I have had a chance to see the homes for the street children that Abraham and his ministry have built.
我有幸可以看到呢，就是呢位亚伯拉罕牧师，他为那些流浪街头的儿童呢所起的，即是儿童之家。
Yeah, I've seen the training centers he has for women so that they can have some skills to earn some money for their families.
他都为当地的妇女呢就建立这些培训中心，让他们可以学习这些技能呢去养家活儿。
And I've had a chance to visit many of the churches that have been planted because he has been faithful.
因为这位亚伯拉罕牧师的中心，他都植了很多的教堂。
And it was the privilege of our team to design a training center for more pastors so they can have more churches.
我真的很荣幸，我们的团队能够为这个亚伯拉罕牧师就起一个培训中心，让他可以训练更多的牧者。
Today many thousands of people know God because Abraham decided that his journey was a part of God's journey.
透過這些新的牧者，可以有更多的人信主，是因為這位亞伯拉罕牧師覺得就是神給他的這個，給他一個新的這個，就是人生的旅程。
Is Pastor Abraham perfect?
這樣說，你覺得這個亞伯拉罕牧師是不是一個完美的人呢？
No.
不是的。
But he was no longer in the dark place that he was many years ago.
但是他已经离开了他很多年之前在那个黑暗的地方。
He has not yet arrived where God will have him to be in the future.
虽然他还没去到神要他去那个地方。
He continues to be on this journey with God.
但是他还是一直与神同行。
But that's what makes all the difference.
而这个呢就是与众不同的地方了。
Last year, my wife and I decided that we would take Tai Chi lessons.
去年呢，我和我太太呢就开始学打太极。
So when I was younger, I used to take Shaolin Kung Fu and Wing Chun and different things.
我小的时候呢，其实我学过太极，我学过这个少林的功夫和Wing Chun的。
I like the strength and the power of those styles.
我喜欢呢，就是这两种功夫的那些招式的所表现出来的力量。
So now that, but now that even my own children are grown up and are at university,
现在我的细蚊其实都长大了，还在大学那里。
I realize I'm not as young as I used to be.
我就了，即系意识到咧，我自己唔系好似嗰阵时咁后生。
I can't keep up with them anymore.
我冇咁多嘅精力咧，可以即系跟住佢哋做嘢。
So now I learn Tai Chi.
所以而家咧，我就学太极。
So that I don't fall over.
因为太极咧唔会令我即系咁容易跌低跌亲。
It teaches really good balance.
佢教我哋咧，即系有好嘅平衡。
When we think of martial arts, we often think of action.
当我哋谂起即系中国嗰啲武术啊，我哋成日都谂到即系嗰啲动作吓。
Right, and but in fact, what really is most important and most critical, is one's posture and stance.
但系其实即系打呢武术之前咧，嗰个关键嗰个咧就系一个人嘅嗰个姿势吓。
So when before you move, how you stand is.That's the basis of the strength and the quality of the movement.
So, 即做呢武术嗰阵时咧，就系你嗰个姿势咧，系决定咗你嗰个动作吓，究竟系好同坏，系嗰个决定咗动作嗰个质素。
So it's your foundation.
所以嗰个咧系即系嗰个姿势咧，就系其实系嗰个根基嚟嘅。
So my background is actually in architecture.
我背景呢其实是我一个建筑师。
And so I understand the importance of building's foundation.
所以我对即一个建筑物的根基呢就它的重要性呢是即我是很了解的。
Many years ago, I've designed buildings for Richmond where the sand, it's very loose and very soft on the ground.
很多年前我就即帮 Richmond 咧就建咗一啲嘅即系建筑物吓。咁Richmond 嗰度嗰啲地咧系好松软嘅。
And I've designed buildings and hotels up at Whistler on the side of a mountain. It's really, really strong.
咁我亦都为即系啲都设计过一啲喺 Whistler 山边嗰啲酒店。咁 Whistler 咧就嗰啲石就好坚硬嘅。
And I've done you know with EMI projects in Haiti where they're really worried about earthquakes and the earth moving.
透過 EMI 咧，我就去過海地，就幫佢哋設計即係教堂嚇。咁喺海地咧就有好多地震嘅，咁呢個係佢哋比較即係擔心嘅一件事情。
The foundation of buildings were weak, and that's why almost 300,000 people lost their lives.
咁如果嗰個建築物嘅根基係好好弱嘅話咧，咁就會導致咧就好似喺海地咁咧，就大概有300,000人因為呢個地震嘅緣故咧而失去佢哋嘅生命。
So the quality of the structure of a building is its foundation.
所以一個建築物佢究竟佢嘅質素係好定壞咧，係好採決於佢呢個根基嘅。
So before we take action on our journeys.
所以當我哋喺我哋呢啲唔同嘅人生旅程入邊，即係做一啲嘢嘅時候咧，之前咧
，we must be sure of the quality of our stance and our posture。
我哋必須要即係清楚知道咧，就係我哋嘅姿態係有有翻咁下嘅力量，同埋有翻一下咁嘅質素嘅。
So that before we move, we are strong already。
以至我哋喺行動之前咧，我哋已經係有一個足夠嘅力量。
When we meet people in the Bible, they're not perfect.
喺聖經之中咧，我哋睇到唔少嘅人物嚇，佢哋都唔係完美嘅人。
But in the over the course of their lives, they are rooted in God.
但係我哋見到咧，就係佢哋整個生命入邊咧，佢哋係喺基督耶穌裏邊咧就扎根嘅。
So when they do the good for the kingdom, it is because they're rooted and strong in the Lord.
所以当他们为天国做事的时候他们是扎根在基督耶稣里面的。
In Peter's weakness, he denied Christ three times.
彼得当他软弱的时候他是三次就是不认耶稣的。
But in the end, he still helped to establish the church.
但最后他仍然建立了教会。
David committed adultery and murder.
旧约入边嘅大卫王咧，我哋知道佢系犯咗奸淫同埋谋杀。
He made many mistakes.
而且佢亦都即系犯咗好多嘅错误。
But in over the course of his life, he also did many things to help the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of God advance.
但系喺佢嘅一生入边咧，佢亦都系做咗好多事情咧，系让天国同埋以色列国咧可以变得更加好嘅。
And God still called him a man after His own heart.
而神咧亦都称佢为合神心意嘅人。
Gideon, we read, who won many battles, at the beginning hid in his father's basement.
咁至於基甸咧，我哋知道咧喺聖經入邊咧，佢係即係打贏過好多次好多嘅仗嚇。咁但係喺起初嘅時候咧，其實佢係一個好膽小嘅人嚇，佢仲匿埋喺佢爸爸嘅地庫入邊。
And we read about Rahab, who was a prostitute.
咁喺舊約入邊嘅拉合咧，我哋知道佢係一個妓女。
But she feared the Lord. She helped the people of Israel to win a great battle.
但系佢即系敬畏神，而佢帮助咧以色列人咧系即系即系打赢咗嗰场仗嘅。
And she is even named in the lineage of Jesus.
咁我哋见到佢嘅名咧喺耶稣嘅家谱入边咧都系出现咗嘅。
The journey written about in the book of Hebrews is a spiritual journey.
咁喺希伯来书入边咧所讲嘅呢个人生旅程咧，其实系一个属灵嘅一个旅程。
So it's a journey from spiritual infancy to maturity.
就是一个从属灵婴孩去到成熟的一个旅程。
So what is a Christ-centered posture?
那乜嘢系一个以基督为中心嘅姿态咧
？And how does it help us to be on our journeys?
咁有咗呢个姿态，点样去帮助我哋嘅人生旅程咧
？So let me put three practical things around that.
咁我就想俾大家三個好有實際嘅一個建議嘅。
Yeah, things that we can look at ourselves.
一啲係我哋可以睇下我哋自己生命有冇咁嘅嘢。
Let me say the first is our attitude.
第一樣咧就係我哋嘅態度。
Second is our focus.
第二樣咧就係我哋嘅焦點。
And the third is our readiness.
咁第三樣咧就係我哋有冇預備好。
These three things will help us prepare for action.
咁有咗呢三樣嘢咧，就可以幫助我哋咧，係採取下一面嘅行動嘅。
It will set us in the right direction.
佢會讓我哋有啱嘅方向。
When we help a ministry overseas with the design for a building,
當我呢個團隊去幫助，譬如話即係海外一啲地方咧，去設計一個建築物嘅時候咧
，What we're teaching them is.What to build from day one, from the start.
我哋会教佢哋咧，即系由最初嗰日，佢哋应该起啲咩
？Because you know that the moment you spend $1 and do and do one thing, it sets you in a direction.
因为你知道，即系你个开始，即系好好话，即系如果你咁，你先知，即系你将来咧个方向系点样行嘅。
So our attitude, our focus, and our readiness will help us set us in the right direction.
所以当我们态度和焦点和我们预备好是对的话，那我们走的方向就是正确的。
So when you wake up in the morning, when we wake up in the morning, do we leave it to chance?
所以我想问大家，当你每一朝起身的时候，我们是不是我们所有做的事都是看看有没有机会？
Yeah, so we wait for things to happen and then we just respond to things.
就是等一些人来，那我们才回应。
But sometimes we could also feel very inadequate.
但有时我们都会感觉我们自己好像装备不是很足够。
We might feel that we're very poorly equipped for what we need to be doing.
可能我们想做的事，我们觉得我们自己没有这样的quality去做。
And sometimes maybe we've even failed in the past.
也可能之前我们曾经都失败过。
And maybe it's happened more than once, and it's hard to overcome the mistakes that we've made in the past.
可能失败不单单是一次，所以令到我们对过去的错误有些介怀，就很难去克服这种想法。
It's easy for me to think of things that I've tried several times and I've failed, and I don't even want to do that ever again.
特别很多事情，我们试过很多次，但每次试都失败，到最后我们就好像想放弃了。 Sometimes
those things are not very important things.
有些时候，这些事未必是很重要的。But
other things in our lives, like our relationships and our families and our marriages and our work, those are very important.
但其他方面，其他的时候，这些事情其实很重要的，譬如像我们家庭，我们一些关系，我们工作上等等。But
God gives us really good news.
但是神给我们一个好的消息。
In Hebrews chapter 4,
在希伯来书的第四章,
verse 14,
第十四节这样讲, OK，我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司, 就是神的儿子耶稣, 便当特定所承认的道。
Right, and verse
16, 然后就是十六节这样讲, 所以我们只管 坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前, 为要得怜恤蒙恩惠作随时的帮助。
These verses are a reminder for us.
这两节经文就提醒我们。
When we are reminded, when we read these verses, we are reconnected back with God.
当我们读这些经文的时候, 我们和神再一次连接上，有了个关系。
We remember what God has done for us already.
因为我们想起神为我们做过些什么。
And then how do we respond and do as believers?
而作为信徒，我们如何去回应神对我们所做过的事。
So we are fallen.
所以我们的确是一个堕落的人。
We are imperfect.
我们是不完美的。
And we will fall short of being perfect.
而我们永远是没办法达到完美的。
But in every incident, he promised us mercy and grace.
但是在每一件事情上，他都应许了给我们是有怜悯、有恩典。
He will heal us, amend us of our regret and our shame.
我们之前有的遗憾，我们之前有的耻辱，神都是会修补的。
There are times when I've gone through various experiences and I look back and I said, oh, I wish I'd done things differently.
有很多时候我经历过一些事情，我想起来，我就会跟自己说，我希望当时我是做这件事。And
I often realize that if I had walked into that situation with a different mindset, a different way of looking at it, I would have done something different.
我会想想，假如我当时在那个情况之下，我用另外一套，即是另外一个想法去看事情的话，我可能会用另外一种方法去处理这件事情。
Have you ever had that kind of experience?
不知道你有没有一些这样的经历呢？
So perhaps, like me, you can also then learn to take on a different posture each time you come into a situation, and the outcome will be better.
或者好像我这样，当你去到一个新的这些情景的时候，如果你能够带着另外一个想法去处理的话，或者带着一个新的姿态去处理的话，可能个结果是会不同的。
One time, an architect came with me to Nepal.
有一次，有一个建筑师和我一起去到这个尼泊尔那里。We
were there to design a hospital.
我们去那里就是要设计一间医院。
he said he had a vision and a way he wanted to design this hospital.
咁佢同我講咧，佢對呢一間嘅醫院咧有一個特別嘅意象。
He was so firm that he felt that this was what was needed. He would not listen to anybody else.
佢對佢自己嘅意象咧就係非常嘅堅持，以致咧佢唔肯聽其他人嘅所嘅建議。
He had many good ideas.
佢係有好多好好嘅諗法。
But once you have a good idea, how you the details of it, and how you execute it, how you do it. Makes a big difference if you have input and feedback from other people.
有時咧，我哋嘅諗法係好好嘅，但係點樣去實行呢種諗法咧？其實如果有其他人可以採納其他人嘅意見咧，呢個咧係會更加好嘅。
And that's why we're there as a team.
咁因為咁樣咧，所以我哋係以一個團隊係咁去嘅。
So his attitude was actually quite poor.
咁所以佢即係我呢位朋友佢嘅態度咧就唔係咁好啦。
His focus was on his own vision.
因為佢嘅焦點就係佢自己嘅意象。
And his readiness to be flexible was not enough.
咁佢就冇乜即係走盞嘅空間嚇，唔想聽人講。
So unfortunately, the project leader, who wasn't me in that case, had to ask this gentleman to sit down and not continue to be part of the design.
所以好不幸就係即係嗰個即係團隊個領袖啦嚇，即係當時就唔係我係一個另外一個弟兄或者姊妹，咁佢咧就要請呢一個人咧就係暫時就退落嚟嘅。
Yeah, and a much younger architect was asked to step in and take over.
咁而一個喺我一個比較年輕一個或者經驗冇呢一個建築師咁好咧，佢就擔當咗呢一個嘅責任。
Yeah, and with the help of the whole team, everything was done well.Quite well.
而呢個新人佢願意採納即係大家嘅意見，咁所以喺團隊呢個精神之下咧，呢一個嘅project咧，亦都係即係得到即係完成咗啦。
And sometimes we can be even involved in really good things.
所以有時咧，我哋可能係做一啲好好嘅事情。
And we might still miss the mark.
但係有時咧，我哋都仍然咧係冇達到個目標。
In the book of Second Timothy, chapter 4.
在提摩太后书第四章那里
Paul talks about us being in the race.
保罗呢就说我们在一个竞赛里面，在一个好像赛跑里面。
So it's good, we're in the race.
的确很好，我们大家都在一个即是竞赛，一个赛跑里面。
We're not just standing on the side.
我们不是只是做观众。
But Paul says to run in such a way as you don't be disqualified.
但是保罗就说你要你跑的时候那个方法呢就是你要跑到好像你不会被所谓 DQ, 即是取消资格。
So we have to be careful that even though we have good intentions and we are in the race,
所以我们要小心，即虽然我们那个即想法是好的，所以虽然我们都在这个赛跑里面。
And we are already on the journey and we're already moving.
我哋都喺我哋嘅人生旅程入边，我哋都喺度行紧。
We still have to evaluate where we are, how our focus is, and how our posture is as we go forward.
我哋都需要随时随地咧就评估我哋嘅姿态系点样，我哋嘅焦点系点样。
So how did Jesus put some of these things into action?
咁我哋就睇下耶稣佢点样将呢一样嘢咧就将呢一啲嘅质素咧就表现出嚟嘅。
So Jesus one day was walking with his disciples.
咁有日咧就耶稣同佢嘅即系门徒吓一齐
And he stopped at a well and he rested there while his disciples went to get lunch.
咁佢就喺一个井边嗰度坐低休息，咁佢嘅门徒咧就去即系搵啲午餐。
And while he was sitting there resting, a young lady came to get water from the well that he was sitting at.
咁耶稣喺井边休息嘅时候咧，就见到一个妇人咧，就嚟呢个井边咧，就系攞水。
Culture dictated that he did not talk to this woman.
咁如果系根据当时嘅文化咧，耶稣咧就其实唔应该同呢个女人咧就倾偈嘅。
He did not know her.
第一，佢唔识得呢个女人。
And they were also in an area in Samaria where these are people that Jews do not want to talk to.
咁另外咧就系对方个女人咧，佢系一个撒玛利亚嘅妇人。咁照当时嘅呢个规矩嚟讲咧，就系犹太人咧就唔同撒玛利亚人倾偈嘅。
And so with all that, he shouldn't even care what her life was like.
咁所以总括嚟讲咧，其实耶稣咧其实 即係如果係照當時嘅文化嚟講咧，佢唔應該關心誒佢嘅生命係點樣樣嘅。
And besides, he was tired and he was hot and he was hungry.
咁誒，同埋咧就係耶穌當時咧就係好攰啦，又肚餓啦，又口渴啦。咁誒，所以咧。
So he could have just sat there, watched her get some water, and not have done anything.
所以如果耶穌淨係坐喺嗰度誒睇住呢個婦女去誒即係攞水咧，其實呢一切咧都係好正常嘅。
It reminds me of many situations where I'm in a situation where I see something happening in front of me, and either I could do something, or I can just sit back.
咁有時咧，我都類似誒遇到類似嘅情形，就係有啲事情喺我眼前發生嚇，我可以誒插隻手入去啊，但我亦都可以即係坐埋一邊啊，唔理。
And I think I shouldn't get involved.
咁有時我會諗誒，我都係唔好插隻手入去啦。
This is none of my business.
誒呢個誒同我都無關嘅。
And what would others think if I get involved in something that I really shouldn't be getting involved in?
誒如果我插隻手入去，咁其他人會點樣諗咧
？Sometimes I realize the my own messy life, and it's hard for other people to maybe want to get involved with the messiness of my life.
咁另外啲時候咧，我都會。覺得咧我自己，譬如我自己嘅人生入邊咧，有啲比較頭痛嘅嘢啦，誒，即係我都會知道有啲人咧，即係點解佢都唔會話想幫你咁樣。
And but I always do appreciate even when I don't ask for it that people who know me well or maybe don't even know me, they ask how are you doing and really want to listen and really want to help.
但係往往喺呢種時候咧，假如有其他人即係走過嚟問我誒。點啊？你點啊？咁樣，其實我對呢個我都係非常之感激嘅。
And so when this woman came, Jesus didn't just sit and do nothing.
所以當呢位撒瑪利亞婦女誒嚟咗嚟到呢個井邊咧，誒耶穌咧並冇話咩都唔做。
He knew about her life.
誒耶穌咧係知道佢嘅生命係點樣樣嘅。
He could see God and know that God loves this woman.
誒佢睇到神咧係愛呢一個誒婦女嘅。
And he stepped into the messiness of her life to make a difference in her life.
而耶穌咧係預備好咧，就進入呢個婦女誒，即係所謂撈教嘅心入邊，因為咧佢知道誒神咧係愛佢嘅。
I think that Jesus is the kind of person who's always thinking, "What can I do?"
誒，我覺得耶穌係嗰種咧，成日都會諗啊，我可以做到啲咩啊嗰種嘅人。
So his attitude.Was to care for whoever God put in front of him at every given moment.
So, Jesus' attitude is that, 凡是即系神摆喺佢面前嘅人咧，佢都会即系施予关心嘅。
So he wanted to meet her in her need.
佢想即系即系俾到佢呢个妇女佢嘅需要。
And his focus was to make an impact in a positive way on this woman's life.
佢想影響呢個婦人，而係正面咁樣影響佢。
And this impact would not just be for a moment. It wasn't just to alleviate a momentary thirst, but it would be for her entire life.
而呢一個嘅影響唔係淨係當時嘅，而係佢嘅即係佢嘅一生。
So Jesus was also ready.
咁另外咧，我哋見到耶穌咧，亦都係非常有好嘅預備。
Brothers and sisters, we are to be change makers in our society, in our world.
弟兄同埋姊妹，我哋作為基督徒咧，我哋係要影響我哋嘅世界。
We do not belong to this world.
因為我哋唔係屬於呢個世界嘅。
Don't let the things of this world shape our attitude.
唔好讓世界咧嚟到塑造你嘅態度。
Don't let the world tell you what you should be focusing on.
唔好讓世界咧話俾你聽你嘅焦點喺邊度。
And always be ready to reflect God's blessing to you back to those around you.
咁亦都要時時咧預備好咧，係作為一個反映神祝福嘅一個人。
Attitude.
我哋嘅態度。
Our focus.
我哋嘅焦點。
And our readiness.
然後我哋嘅有冇一個預備好嘅心？
How ready are we to do this today?
我哋今日嚇有冇預備好做呢三樣嘢咧
？Let's take a moment really quickly here, and we're just going to take a moment of silence. And I want you to think about one person.
嚇！而家咧我哋大家靜低一下嚇，靜一下。然後咧，我想你哋咧就係諗一個人。
that this afternoon, today, this week, that you can actively make an impact on this week.
想一个人，这个人呢，就你今日或者今日下午或者听日或者这个星期，你呢会对这个人呢作一个正面的影响。
You can be really busy, I know.
我知道大家都很忙。
But what can you do to slow down for just a moment and make an impact in this one person's life?
但是你可不可以做到一些事是可以对这个人有影响呢？
Okay, let's just think for a moment.
我想大家想想这个人。
Did anybody have more than one person that came to mind?
有沒有人想到多過一個人的?
Yeah, I see some people nodding.
我看到有些人噏嚇頭。
I think when we take a moment and we step back, I think we realize that we actually have many moments to impact other people, to be a part of, serving the Lord as the priesthood of the believers.
咁其實當我哋靜低落嚟諗一諗咧，其實我哋有好多個機會，有好多個人咧係需要我哋嘅關心嚇，而我哋都可以對啲人咧有一啲嘅正面嘅一啲嘅影響嚇，就好似我哋可以有啲實際嘅行動咧，成為所謂我哋嘅信徒街祭司。
And the wonderful thing is, as we think of what it means to make an impact on others, God changes our heart.
当我哋咁样谂嘅时候咧，其实咧神咧亦都喺度改变紧我哋嘅心。
And so on our journey, when we're not where we were 10 years ago, and we're not sure where we're going to be going, we continue to be on this journey towards what God is making us to become.
所以当我哋行呢个人生嘅旅程入边吓，我哋可能同十年前嘅我哋系有唔同嘅，而我哋亦都唔知道我哋将来会去到咩地方。但系神咧一直喺度带领我哋行紧呢一个嘅人生嘅旅程。
So we're going to read today's verses one more time.
所以结束嘅时候咧，我哋会再一次读今日读嘅经文。
But instead of thinking of the people mentioned here as being the people who lived many thousands of years ago or hundreds of years ago, think of it as being us, you and me, and the journey that we're on.
但我想大家咧就唔好将呢段经文睇成咧呢段经文系讲即系几千年前嗰啲人嘅旅程，而我希望大家睇成咧当我哋读呢段经文嘅时候咧，睇成呢一段咧系你同埋我嘅人生旅程。咁咧，系希伯来书嘅11:13-16。这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人，是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。他们是羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们低头祈祷。
Father, we thank you that you love us so much.
神啊，好多谢你，你是如此这样爱我们。
That you are patient with us.
你对我们是充满了耐心。
That you show us incredible grace.
你有好伟大嘅恩典喺我哋嘅身上。
That as we go from day to day, you patiently and lovingly encourage us to be more and more like you.
喺我哋每日嘅生活入边，你系有鼓励我哋，同埋对我哋有无限嘅恩典，让我哋可以越嚟越似你。
I pray that we can see ourselves the way you see us.
我希望我哋可以睇到我哋自己用你嘅眼光嚟到睇我哋。
And I pray that we can see each other the way that you see each other, all of us.
而当我哋睇其他人嘅时候，我哋亦都祈求你帮助我哋系用你嘅眼光嚟到睇其他人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我哋祈祷系奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.